Blog Talk Radio.
Listen to Yehuda, 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 Mo Anbesa. Listen to Yehuda, Mo Anbesa. Radi, Radi.
Discipleship Radio, Radio, Radio.
You're listening to Rastafari Discipleship Radio featuring Yadon Ben Chail Ben Kushi, P.K. Eras I. Adonis and the Rastafari, Chavirim of the Lion of Judah Society Online Logest.org. כולכם מאזינים לרדיו תלמידי רסטפארי בהשתתפות ידון בן חייל בן קושי פקה רס אי אדוניס והחברים הרסטפארי של אגודת אריה יהודה אונליין לוג'ס נקודה אורג.
Listening to Yehuda Moa on the Besa Radio.
In the Christian tradition, based on Acts 1:13, the upper room was said to be the site of the Last Supper, i.e., the cenacle. But it was not the upper room found in Mark 14:15, and Luke 22:12 is the site of the Last Supper. However, the upper room in Zion, Acts 1:13, located on Mount Zion, in the city of Dawid, was the usual place where the apostles of Adonai Baruch stayed in Jerusalem. And according to the Rastafari Encyclopedia, based upon Acts 2:42, as it is written, and they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and breaking of bread and in prayers. It was thus the first church of the Nazarene. Our black master and savior, Jesus Christ, and said by many to be the first Christian church, Christian church, Christian church.
And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room. They went. Then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room where abode both Peter and James and John and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon Zelotes, and Judas the brother of James. These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary the mother of Jesus and with his brethren.
Don't seduce to reduce my knowledge, because I will always break down barriers and burn down bandits. Oh Lord God Almighty, grant me all privilege. You see, I have to overcome all the wicked. Them and them fasting. I am no white God. Don't teach me anything wrong. Who the white God save me from? White man oppression. I have no white God. It's just some love messiah. My white God don't bless. So him not blesses. I have no white God. Don't teach me anything wrong. Who the white God save me from? White man oppression. I have no white God. It's just some love messiah. What is rightful mine? So me not stay mute. Your system is designed to distract me from the truth, but it will come to pass. Unknown unto the youth, in the process of time, we will know the truth. So give we white God to praise his slavery. The doctrine follow on in the black community. The black messiah you try to shield with fantasy, but we not gonna make you destroy the love with luxury. That's why you have to touch home. I have no place in Babylon. As I go, they make me victim of the righteous action. Oh God, I won't be conquered in the streets, Lord. Oh yes, I have to stand and go strong. Don't tell me of your white God. Don't teach me anything wrong. Who the white God save me from? White man oppressed. I am no white God. It's just some black messiah. White God don't bless you. What about the black that is the most in life? You and your white supremacy, what is me and you? You change the version of the Bible. Oh, you are thick. Remember, I know the evil won't go unpunished. white man oppress. I am no white god, it's just a black mess. If a white god a bless, so him not bless. Cause when I chat is like Moses with the rod, with one strong bucket of almighty fire. God is the only second party dances love. Free guide me through the darkness where the Eden dodge. Fear was a bending down, but a voice that made me shout.
Did he get teased for being mixed?
Yeah, worse than teased. Teased is not the word. You call it rejected. Yeah, to hearn is every meal.
My father's a white and my mother black. No, them call me half caste or whatever. Well, me don't depend on nobody's side. Me don't depend on the black man's side nor the white man's side. But upon God's side, the man who created me, who caused me to become from black and white.
For her sins have reached unto heaven, that ye be not partakers of her sins. Come out of her, my people. Come out of her, my people. Come out of her, my people. My people. My people.
This foundation is in the wall of mountain. Jealous is the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things have been spoken of thee, O city of God. I'll make mention to Rahab and Babylon to them that know I. With the old Philistine Tyria, with Ethiopia, it shall be said that this man was born there. And the highest himself shall establish the earth. Jah Rastafari.
Lani Lani, for all the tribe of Israel, oh, we just let them know that Israel King is Israel's God. In what let them say, yes, I'm
I'm not afraid. It is the fifth day of the week, and we do have a Tehillim that is recited in the fifth day of the week, found in chapter 81, and again it will be recited also in Hebrew. Let's begin.
Psalm 81.
Mizmor pe alef lamnatzeyah al hagittit le'asav.
Sing aloud unto God our strength, our strength.
Uzenu, 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 uzenu. Harninu l'Elohim, uzenu, 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 uzenu.
Make a joyful noise unto the God of Jacob, God of Jacob, God of Jacob.
L'Elohei Yaakov, l'Elohei Yaakov, l'Elohei Yaakov. Hari'u l'Elohei Yaakov, l'Elohei Yaakov, l'Elohei Yaakov, l'Elohei Yaakov, l'Elohei Yaakov.
Take a psalm, and bring hither the timbrel, the pleasant harp with the psaltery. Blow up the trumpet in the new moon, in the time appointed on our solemn feast day. For this was a statute for Israel, and a law of the God of Jacob. This he ordained in Joseph for a testimony, when he went out through the land of Egypt, where I heard a language that I understood not. I removed his shoulder from the burden. His hands were delivered from the pots. Thou calledst in trouble, and I delivered thee. I answered thee in the secret place of thunder. I proved thee at the waters of Meribah. Selah. Hear, O my people, and I will testify unto thee. O Israel, if thou wilt hearken unto me. There shall no strange god be in thee, neither shalt thou worship any strange god. I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. But my people would not hearken to my voice, and Israel would none of me. So I gave them up unto their own heart's lust, and they walked in their own counsels. Oh, that my people had hearkened unto me, and Israel had walked in my ways! I should soon have subdued their enemies, and turned my hand against their adversaries. The haters of the Lord should have submitted themselves unto him. But their time should have endured forever. He should have fed them also with the finest of the wheat, and with honey out of the rock should I have satisfied, I have satisfied, I have satisfied, I have satisfied, I have satisfied.
Bukaya Hamishi. It is the fifth day of the week, and we do have a Tehillim that is recited in the fifth day of the week, found in chapter 81, and again it will be recited also in Hebrew. Let's begin. Ramnazeha al hagetit la asaf haninu lelohim uze haru lelohe Yaakov su zemra utnetof kino naim evnavel tiku וחורש שופע בכסה ליום חגה. כי חוף לישראל הוא משפט לאלוהי יעקב. עדות בהוסף שם בזית. על ועד מזרעים שפת לא ידעתי אשמע. הסירותי מסבל שיקום כפי מידוד תאבונה. בזרה קראת ואכל זה עם בסתר רעם אחן על מי אמריבה סלע. שמע עמי ועדה בא יזרעאל אם תשמלה לא יהיה ואל זר ולא תשתחווה לאל נכה. Anoke, Yahava, Elohe, Hamaal, Me'eret, Midraim, Hahefpe, Va'amale. Veloshama, Ame, Lakole, Vizreel, Loavale. Va'ashache, Bishwerut, Leba, Yaku, Bimboazote. Lu, Ame, Shomea, Li, Israel, Birwake, Yahaleko. Kimat, Oeve, Aknea, Val, Zore, Ashiv, Yadi. Mazane, Yahava, Yakahashulo, Vihe, Ita, Lolam.
Psalm 81. Sing aloud unto God our strength. Make a joyful noise unto the God of Jacob. Take a song, and bring hither the timbrel, the pleasant harp with the psaltery. Blow up the trumpet in the new moon, in the time appointed on our solemn feast day. Psalm 81. Sing aloud unto God our strength. Make a joyful noise unto the God of Jacob. Take a song, and bring hither the timbrel, the pleasant harp with the psaltery. Blow up the trumpet in the new moon, in the time appointed on our solemn feast day. For this was a statute for Israel, and a law of the God of Jacob. This he ordained in Joseph for a testimony, when he went out through the land of Egypt, where I heard a language that I understood not. I removed his shoulder from the burden, his hands were delivered from the pots. Thou calledst in trouble, and I delivered thee. I answered thee in the secret place of thunder. I proved thee at the waters of Meribah. Selah. Hear, O my people, and I will testify unto thee. O Israel, if thou wilt hearken unto me. There shall no strange god be in thee, neither shalt thou worship any strange god. I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. My people would not hearken to my voice, and Israel would none of them. So I gave them up unto their own heart's lust, and they walked in their own counsels. Oh, that my people had hearkened unto me, and Israel had walked in my ways. I should soon have subdued their enemies, and turned my hand against their adversaries. The haters of the Lord should have submitted themselves unto him. Their time should have endured forever. He should have fed them also with the finest of the wheat. With honey out of the rock, should I have satisfied, I have satisfied, I have satisfied, I have satisfied, I have
Then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room, where abode both Peter and James, and John and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon Zelotes.
From the upper room and beyond, what they be on, distinguishing the light seeker from the peon. Rise, lay it on us, lay upon us, knowledge that is eons. Old has it been told since the days of old, and I sit and watching the story unfold. Yeshua gave us the code, gave us the name, kept the Maui Hala Selassie, the first will reign. The open of the book of the seven seals. Time for the gathering, it's the matter, and no, not the Vatican. Christ in his kingly character, we on that again. I'ma keep speaking the scriptures until I'm out of wind. Built on the true foundation, there's no shaking. There's no need of you hating, stop hesitating. How many of you have been waiting? In the upper room, we meeting in the upper room of Zion.
These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary the mother of Jesus and with his brethren. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room. They went up into an upper room. Upper room. Upper room. Upper room.
The upper room. The upper room.
Daily song, we have song.
The upper room.
Psalm 3.
Mizmor Gimal, Gimal. Mizmor le David, bevorcho mipene Avshalom beno, 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 beno.
Lord, Lord.
Adonai, 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 Adonai.
How are they increased that trouble me, that trouble me, that trouble me, that trouble me?
Adonai, ma rabbu tsarai, 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 tsarai.
Many are they that rise up against, rise up against, rise up against, rise up against.
Rabbim kamim alai, 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 alai.
Many there be which say of my soul, there is no help for him in God. Selah. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory and the lifter up of mine head. I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy hill. Selah. I laid me down and slept. I awaked, for the Lord sustained me. I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people that have set themselves against me round about. Arise, O Lord, save me, O my God. For thou hast smitten all mine enemies upon the cheekbone. Thou hast broken the teeth of the ungodly. Salvation belongeth unto the Lord. Thy blessing is upon thy people. Selah, 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 Selah.
And in love. Down there and Yes, 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 yes. Shalom, chavarim, mishpacha. Yeah, that right there. Frelox, Soja, say. Before that, Burhana Selassie, BMW, Balmall and the Whalers. And here,
coming for my next number, I'd like to return to the classics.
Yeah,
yes,
yeah,
people, yes, world of people, especially in black people, me a chat to me. You try a little grudge, you try a little corruption, you try drugs. But I just fell over and I try love. Well, right now, we don't we follow the prophets and the priests from the day before. Yeah, so just the analyst prophet before we say we believe in love and unity. Yeah. So Rasta say, and all the Rastas before we say we believe in love and unity. So just say, Africans come together, East, West, North and South Africa improve our sex. We must unite together, even though organize and unite, we have a future. Still have to say, let there be a united Africa and Ethiopia be the headquarter. But some fool go behind the back of the son of Jada. From that day until now, we don't stop suffer. You don't want to organize and unite with your brother. But you choose to smoke and drink liquor with a stranger. We may want more than black, I wish that time get blacker. This is a black lion, it is so in a temper. Could never forget the struggle of poor mama Africa, the big ship. It's a steel craft of water. I know the ship it go dock up in a Jamaica. Step far for the ship it is plantation owner. With a bus craft, me back and I fear me shoulder. Now they run me like me brother with them car. Couldn't I run away? To stay in a runaway bay. The struggle of Africa cannot go away. It is up in a me head, me rewind and play. So the younger generation about to follow. So just say, Africans come together, East, West, North and South Africa improve our sex. We must unite together, even organize and unite with Navas. You can feel as they say, let it be a uniting Africa and Ethiopia to be the headquarter. Listen, black is my joy and pride. How can you forget that is the same boat we ride? Kill we wanna make and I promote genocide with the whole of them. But we don't see it and vibe. Hurt me so much, me have to make and organize. Pick up corruption from under disguise. Realistic to the youth, them eyes. So them no people follow the Pope and his guys. Nothing takes accept the knowledge of the wise. So they don't be a victim, being victimized. Yeah, so judge us with an all the prophet before we say we believe in love and unity. Unite, so judge us with an all the prophet before we say we believe in love and unity. If the Jews do not forget Hitler and his army, how can we forget the struggle which is slavery? Things that the wicked do not seem to amaze me, cause them not build no school for educate with people. Instead them build jail or some penitentiary and justify judge one fine with guilty. And them figure get to you to minister society. So you check you, my brother, and me check me, and bring more love in the black community. Unity is strength between you and me. So just say, aye, 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 aye. And Rasta say, so just say, Africans come together, East, West, North, and South Africa improve our sex. We must unite together, even the organized and unite with now, but you just say, aye, aye.
מזמור גימל, מזמור לדוד, בבורחו מפני אבשלום בנו.
Lord,
Adonai,
how are they increased that trouble me, that trouble me.
Adonai, מה רבו צרי.
Many are they that rise up against.
Rabbim tamim alai.
Many there be which say of my soul, there is no help for him in God. See, Thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory, and the lifter up of mine head. I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy hill. See, I laid me down and slept. I awake, for the Lord sustained me. I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people that have set themselves against me round about. Arise, O Lord, save me, O my God. For thou hast smitten all my enemies upon the cheekbone. Thou hast broken the teeth of the ungodly. Salvation belongeth unto the Lord. Thy blessing is upon thy people.
Mizmor Gima, Mizmor Le David, Vevorcho Mipene Avshalom Veno, Adonai Ma Rabbu Sarai, Rabbim Kamim Alai, Rabbim Omerim Lenafshi, En Yeshua Talo, Velohim Sela, Veabda Adonai Magen Ba'adim, Kevodi Umerim Roshi, Koli El Adonai Ekra, ויעמני מהר קודשו סלע. אני שכבתי ואישנה הקיצותי, כי אדוני ישמחני. לא אירא מרבבות עם, אשר סביב שעתו עלי. קומה אדוני הושעני, אלוהי, כי הקיטה את כל אויבי לחי. שיני רשעים שיברת. לאדוני הישועה, על עמך ברכתך, סלע.
Next number, I'd like to return to the classics.
Rastafari, and I, love the youths them. Repatriation.
Children of men, how long will you be at your park? Sell it down to back. Why seek what is mine? Just make it to the east. And salvation and death correct. Well read,
positively clear. The people in the world keep forgetting them past and them gone. Some me burn them every day. That them no love conspirators at all. I never fail. Positively clear. The people in the world are lost. Feed them some class. Never way. Think you're actually there. You're two you go buck and you a snake. In the grass me and the youths are tried one away. Melchizedek way. So if you see me and the youths I'm trodding to the earth. We have to try the King Selassie way.
Centralization and ever a Selassie's on Ethiopian reign in the
Zion, me come for every Israelite. Out of Babylon, show me how it's the port for repatriation. No cut no more, don't nobody kill no younger one. So rise and take your stand, you better know where people. Selassie is the almighty man, confuse not your heart. Them side me servant, conspiracies are talk. Emmanuel, so I told, because him a go rock. We a face rod, this run away. That's the first and only way. Alpha and Omega way. Well then, the whole of them holy secretive, but they want me one now. But them corners and them crevices, what got it to the show? I need to see every youth grow. Living up, come make it reason and flow. Oh, what's on the seed where you are so? Can't plant corn on a piece of happy. And me happy try this one away. Happy try this one away.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiop, children of the Ethiop? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, children of Israel, saith the Lord.
Sabbatical study, this Ayinai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat.
Shalom, Chabarim, Shalom. Hebrew. First words here for this 27th, the Kaf Zayin, this Torah portion, reading and feeding, Nainayenu Rastafari, Shabbatical, the sabbatical studies, and for this Shabbat strong, we have Tazriya, Ki Tazriya, if when she conceives, if a woman conceives seed. Here we have the laws of the mothership. Yes, I have the laws of mothership right here. Here we pick up with the third book of Moshe, Moses, the Hebrew book that's called Leviticus. Leviticus chapter 12. So here for the Hebrew first words right here. Here's chapter 12, the Yod Beit chapter 12, third book of Moses, Leviticus chapter 12. Why adaberi Yahuwah? El Moshe leimor dader el bnei Yisrael leimor isha ki atazriya we yalda zakar we tamaa shibata yamima kimeya nidata dota titma. Here we have, looking at the Chumash, right? So going to compare and contrast the KJV, the King James Version. It reads, and here we have chapter 12, a holy, a set apart Elohim, true good, true God, and a holy, a set apart people, holy God, a holy people. That's the first point, reasonment, the overview of this here, the laws concerning the mothership, the matrix, and the matriarch. The laws, HaTorah, the directions, the instructions of mothership. And the Yahweh, he who be, we be, Yod Hey Wehe, spake to Moshe. Moshe saying, why adaberiya Yahweh, why adaberiya Yahweh? Or others may not say, why adaberiya Yahweh, il Moshe, leimor. And the Yahweh spake to Moses, leimor, saying, daber, speak, el b'nei Yisrael. Speak to the sons of Yisrael, the children of Israel, the children of the man who sees the true good, the true God, leimor, saying, isha, a woman, isha, the isha from the ish, isha, woman. So the word isha in the Hebrew both refers to woman and wife. Take note, check. woman and wife, the Isha, ki if tazaria, tazaria, ki tazaria, ki tazaria. If a woman be delivered, Isha ki tazaria. If a woman have conceived seed. Here the KJV really brings it out more as we get to the roots, right? The tazaria, tazaria, right? The zira'a, the zira, 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 the seed. Ki tazaria. If a womb, the womb, woman, the matrix, the matriarch, right, to be, but if a woman, a isha, ki tazaria, if she have conceived seed and born a man child, with yaldah zakar, with yaldah zakar, v'yaldah zakar, with yaldah, 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 to bring forth, to give birth, to give birth, born. If she have born a zakar. It's like someone sometimes say, like, I and I, respective birthday or earth day, it's really a celebration for the woman, for the matriarch, with the matrix and the matriarch. Yalda zakar, if she be, if she born a man child, a male child, a zakar. Here we have the Hebrew zakar. With tam'ah. Now it says, and then she shall be unclean, ritually, hygienically. When we say unclean, in a state of purification, a state of healing, because of what has gone on within that process of bringing forth, as we say in the kind of extended reasoning. You know, someone will say that, you know, they came from a woman. Did you come from a woman? You may have come from a woman. I came through the matrix, through the matriarch. I came through my mother. Let's recognize the context here, right? So it says, with tam'a shiba'ata yamin. Then she shall be unclean 7 days. Now we need to get the Hebrew context of this, right? The tam'a, right? That sensitive time for the health of both the woman, the matrix, the matriarch, and her seed, and her child. All right, so even here we have hygienic rules and regulations, right, that are right and exact with the objective reality and the real science of that. But first things first, the first words right here, it says, ki mei anidata dota titama. So here we have, according to the days of the separation for her infirmity, KJV has infirmity. Right, the impurity of her sickness. If we understand the real hygienic, what is at stake here? Right, the Hebrew first words. Right, shall she be unclean? Now, the context of unclean, we know it's not limited to the woman or females or the Isha, but also the Ish. We have this throughout the Torah. So here we have the law, the direction, the instruction of the matrix, of the matriarch, of the mothership, the Hebrew first words here. And the Yahweh spake to Moshe, saying, speak to the Bnei Yisrael, the children, the sons of Yisrael, the man who sees the true good, the true El, the true God. And Lamor saying, if a woman have conceived seed and born a man child, then she shall be unclean 7 days according to the days of the separation. For her infirmity shall she be unclean. Now, that is from the KJV. Here in the Chumash, it reads, if a woman be delivered and bear a man child, then she shall be unclean 7 days, and in the days of her of the impurity of her sickness shall she be unclean. I'm going to get a proper context for pointing out, I know there's a lot of the isms, right, and the deceiving of the Eves out there. But first things first, give ear, and hear, right, the first words of the read right here. Here for the 27th weekly Torah portion, reading and feeding, and then Rastafari, the Rastafari sabbatical studies, and for this Shabbat strong,
Torah portion, first words, Why Daberi Yahweh Yael Moshe Lemor, Daver Labine Israel Lemor, Isha Kiyatazaria, Where Yalda Zakar, Where Tama'a Shiba'ata Yamim, Ki Mea Nidat Dota Titama, Hebrew first words, Ki if Tazaria, if she conceives, Tazaria, she conceives seed, if, when, she conceives, 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 conceives.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
With Ethiopia, this man was born there, Babylon, to them that know me. Mention of Rahab and Babylon, Selah. I will make mention of Rahab and Babylon to them that know me. Behold, Philistia and Tyre with Ethiopia. This man was born there. Man was born there. Selah. Selah. I will make mention of Rahab and Babylon to them that know me. Behold, Philistia and Tyre with Ethiopia. This man was born there. Tyre with Ethiopia. This man was born there. With Ethiopia. This man was born there. With Ethiopia, 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 with Ethiopia. This man was born there.
This man was born there.
This man was born there. This man was born there.
Kadamawi, Kadamawi.
Nuslasya.
Ha, the Anastalin.
Yo, Ibako City and Chalwa. Addis Ababa. Yo, Armageddon.
I was born in a system that doesn't give a fuck about the meaning of the life. I forgive. I'm not slow, you never know, just think I think you can get free. That's just the way I live, yeah, that's me, yeah, I say. Don't go, misbehaving, don't take it fly. Behave yourself when you're making it right. Don't be a victim of things I do to survive. Because I'm all wishing you any good, you Babylonian son. This misfit coming out their mouth. Whoa, now you get me mad, I shove it down your throat. Ah, you know I bet Babylon, the end got nothing in common. I'm the son of Solomon. Oh, telling me lies ain't gonna get you nowhere. Now you turn aside, the idol God and see, now you gonna swear. Nah, you can shatter, but I feel my lips can fall for you. When I get rich, you can catch them full, but not dead. It's a distant dead, well, motherfuckers, go ahead. But I'm bound and blind, the pump your fucking head full of lead, yeah. That's the way I live, yeah, that's the way I live. I was born in a corrupted system, it doesn't give a fuck about you, the meaner of the life of foreign obligations. I keep my gun loud, just never know, when things get free. That's how I live, that's me, yeah, I say. In pharmacy, the spot my gun, what gun, put on my shotgun. Last fool, spot that gun, drop down, yeah. I was born in a system that doesn't give a fuck about you, no mean of the life of a lovely kid. Keep my guns out and never know in case things get free. Whoa. Last fool, spot
with Ethiopia. This man was born there. Babylon, to them that know me. Mention of Rahab and Babylon, Selah. I will make mention of Rahab and Babylon to them that know me. Behold, Philistia and Tyre with Ethiopia. This man was born there. Man was born there.
Yeah, man, let them go on with. Why, 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 raga, raga, why, 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 why? I'm like a puzzle with the figure and I had not for crack. A real nerdy got straight from jam rock. Some call me dirty nigga, to me carry me dreadlock. A smiling on my face, I want to stab me on my back, but we no bow down. No, you must be mad, we could not do that. Foundation from birth. Although the running slow, get so you tap it just, but we know where life works. Where them say bow down, no, you must be mad, we could not do that. Foundation from birth. Although the running slow, get so you tap it just, but we know where life works. Well, I say yellow prosper and I'm flex, flex. And then the legal call me two friends next. Yellow call the female sex, yes. We be give up only for funny boy fix. As a man we wear pants and shirt, the duty is to make love to the blouse and skirt. Yes, me be real now, Bert. No respect to me virgin will birth. But from the woman them we non-divert. It no hurt for us to this mama hurt. So grassroots no bow down low. You must be mad we could not do that. Foundation from birth. Although the running slow, get the youths a fit just but we know where life works. Where them say bow down low. Everywhere that you go, the big guys are jocking. No, it's a fraud, a demand. No, for them heading towards. Blessed my Lord, get the people from God. Now go bow down, no, you must be mad, we couldn't do that. Foundation from birth. Although the running slow, get the youths of it, that part. We know where life works. Where them say bow down, no, you must be mad, we couldn't do that. Foundation from birth. No more fight, but that no right, so we shall all unite. Organize and centralize and rather must see the light. Now go bow down low, you must be mad, we could not do that. Foundation from birth. Although the running slow, get the youths of it just, but we know where life works. When them say bow down low, you must be mad, we could not do that. Foundation from birth. From jam rock, some call me dirty nigga, to me carry my dreadlock. I smile and I'm a face, I want to stab me now my back. I win a bow down low, you must be mad, we could not do that. Foundation from birth. Although the running slow, raga raga gonna hit tap. We know where life works. Well, I say yellow prosper right now, my flex, yes. And then maybe go for me two friends next.
Sabbatical study, this Ainai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong. Shabbat strong.
Tadia, you are not still in Izabi. Tadia, you are not still in Izabi or Rimasgan. 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 Tadia, you are not still in Izabi or Rimasgan. 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 Tadia, you are not still in Izabi or Rimasgan.
Boom again, Shalom Chaparim. Here we have today's daily psalm. We have psalm.
מזמור גימל, גימל, מזמור לדוד, בבורחו מפני אבשלום בנו.
Lord, Lord,
אדוני, אדוני, אדוני.
power they increase that trouble me, that trouble me, that trouble me.
Adonai, ma rabbu tsarai, 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 tsarai.
Many are they that rise up against, rise up against, rise up against, rise up against.
Rabbim kamim alai, alai, alai.
Many there be which say of my soul, there is no help for him in God. Selah. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory and the lifter up of mine head. I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy hill. Selah. I laid me down and slept. I awaked, for the Lord sustained me. I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people that have set themselves against me round about. Arise, O Lord. Save me, O my God, for thou hast smitten all mine enemies upon the cheekbone. Thou hast broken the teeth of the ungodly. Salvation belongeth unto the Lord. Thy blessing is upon thy people. Selah, 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 Selah.
Mizmor Gimal, Mizmor le David. בבורחו מפני אבשלום בנו. אדוני, מה רבו צרי, רבים קמים עליי, רבים אומרים לנפשי, אין ישועת לו ואלוהים סלע. ואתה, אדוני, מגן בעדי, כבודי ומרים ראשי. קולי אל אדוני אקרא, ויענני מהר קודשו סלע. אני שכבתי ואישנה הקיצותי, כי אדוני ישמחני. לא אירא מרבבות עם, אשר סביב שטו עלי. קומה אדוני הושיעני, אלוהי, כי הכית את כל אויבי לחי. שיני רשעים שדברת, לאדוני הישועה, על עמך וברכתך סלע.
Psalm 3.
מזמור גימל, גימל. מזמור לדוד בבורחו מפני אבשלום בנו. בנו, 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 בנו.
Lord, Lord.
אדוני, 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 אדוני.
How are they increased that trouble me, that trouble me, that trouble me?
אדוני, מה רבו צרי, 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 צרי.
Many are they that rise up against, rise up against, rise up against, rise up against.
רבים קמים עליי, 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 עליי.
Many there be which say of my soul, there is no help for him in God. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory and the lifter up of mine head. I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy hill. Selah. I laid me down and slept. I awaked, for the Lord sustained me. I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people that have set themselves against me round about. Arise, O Lord. Save me, O my God. For thou hast smitten all mine enemies upon the cheekbone. Thou hast broken the teeth of the ungodly. Salvation belongeth unto the Lord. Thy blessing is upon thy people. Selah, 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 Selah,
Selah. מזמור לדוד בבורחו מפני אבשלום בנו
أدوناي ما رب صراي ربي قميم علي ربي أمري لنفسي إن يشوع تلو ואלוהים סלע ואתה אדוני מגן בעדי כבודי ומרים ראשי קולי אל אדוני אקרא ויענני מהר קודשו סלע אני שכבתי וישנה הכיסותי כי אדוני ישמחני לא ירא מרבבות עם אשר סביב שתו עלי קומה אדוני הושיעני אלוהי כי הכית את כל אויבי לחי שיני רשעים שיברת לאדוני הישועה על עמך ברכתך סלע בין רינות מזמור לדוד בקוראי ענני אלוהי צדקי בשר הרחבת לי חונני ושמע תפילתי בני איש עד מכבודי לכלימה תאהבו נוריך תבקשו חזה וסלע ודעו כי הפלא אדוני חסיד לו אדוני ישמע בקוראי אליו רחזו ואל תחטאו אמרו בלבבכם על משכבכם ודומו סלע זבחו זבחי צדק ובטחו אל אדוני רבים אומרים מי יראינו טוב נשא עלינו אור פניך אדוני נתת שמחה בלבי מעת דגנם ותירושם רבו בשלום יחדיו אשכבה ואישן כי אתה אדוני לבדד לבטח תושיבני
Let up the light of this world. Remember now, lines of King David, Ark of the Covenant, Hebrew language, and you must, little children of the world, learn the Ashanti language, learn the ancient Hebrew language, learn the Twi, learn cuneiform, hieroglyphic, New Arabic, Tamarians, learn them languages there, learn the Amharic language. You see?
You see the English language?
You see the English language?
Join your mentality.
Join your mentality.
Join your mentality.
Sirach. Sirach. The prologue. King James 1611 version. The same things uttered in Hebrew and translated into another tongue have not the same force in them. Sirach, the prologue. King James 1611 version.
Slash
Warashata.
Mizmor Gimel, Mizmor Gamel, Psalm 3, Psalm I. Morning prayer in distress. Mizmor Gimel, Mizmor Gamel. Mizmor Ledawi, Bibarcho, Mipne Avshalom, Beno. A psalm of David, Mizmor Ledawi. When he fled, Bibarcho, from Absalom his son, Mipne Avshalom, Beno. Yahuwah, ma rabu azaraya, rabima kamima olaya. Rabima umrima le nafshi, eina yeshuata halawa belohim selah. Here, with the opening when he fled from Absalom. Bivarcho mipne avshalom. See and refer to 2 Shemuel, 2 Samuel, chapter 15 to chapter 17. For the context, the psalm speaks for itself. It is a sublime expression of trust in Ha'el, the true God's help, when beset by relentless enemies. A close connection with Psalm 4 is discernible in today's daily psalm, Mizmor Gimel, Mizmor Gamel, Psalm I, Psalm 3. And the latter is to be understood as its sequel, Psalm 4 being a sequel to today's daily psalm. From Psalm 3 at verse 6, Hebraically, it is deduced that we have here a morning prayer, whereas in Psalm 4, Hebraically at the 9th verse, this suggests a night prayer. The first of the two psalms is accordingly a cry, a shout out of the heart called forth by a present danger, and the second is a song of relief uttered when the peril seemed less imminent. The circumstance is specified in the superscription. The superscription again, which reads, Mizmor Ledawi, Bivarcho, Mipne Avshalom, Binno. A psalm of David, a chant, an intonation of David, a Mizmor Ledawi, when he fled, Bivarcho, 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 when he fled Mipne from the face of Avshalom, Absalom, Avshalom, Avshalom, Binno, his son. The superscription. Here in verses Beit to Gimel, the second and the third verses, according to the Hebrew, corresponding to the first and second verse in the KJV version. Here it reads, Lord, how many are mine adversaries become? Many are they that rise up against I. Many there are that say of my soul, of my psyche, that say of her, there is no salvation for him in Elohim. Yahuwah, Mahrabuz Arai, Rabim Kamim Allah, Rabim Omrim Lenavshi, Ein Yeshua Tahalo Belohim, Selah, pause. How many are mine adversaries become? Mahrabuz Arai, many are mine adversaries become. How many? Mahrabuz Arai. A messenger besought and brought David the information. A messenger brought David the information, according to 2 Shemuel, 2 Samuel, chapter 15, verse 13. The hearts of the men of Israel, are after Absalom. The hearts of the men of Israel are after Absalom. Vayavo hamagid el David, lemor hayale veisha Yisrael achrei Avshalom. And there came a messenger to David, Wayavo Hamagid el David, saying, Lemor, the hearts of the men of Israel are after Absalom. Haya lev ish Israel achrei Avshalom. And it is clear from the narrative that the rebel son had a considerable following. Thus the words here, Yahuwah Mahrabus Arai. Rabim, Amim, Alai, many are they that rise up against me. Rabim, enough ones, Amim, rise up, Alai, against I. Rabim, Omrim, Linavshi, many are they that say, many there are that say, many there be that say, Rabim, enough ones, omrim, enough sayers, the enough sayers, rabim omrim, the enough sayers, like enough talkers, enough sayers, say, rabim omrim, lenavshi, say of nafshi, say of my soul, say of her, say of my psyche, rabim omrim lenavshi, ein yeshuatah lo velohim, selah, there is no salvation for him in Elohim, ein yeshuatah lo, there is no Yeshua, in the feminine sense, lau for him. Ein Yeshuatah lau ve'lohim. In Elohim, ve'lohim, ve'lohim, selah, pours. My soul, nafshi. My psyche, she. My soul, nafshi. So frequently in the Psalter, nafshi, nafshi, lenafshi, rabbim, omrim lenafshi. Ein Yeshuatah lau ve'lohim, selah. There is no salvation for him in Elohim. Ein Yeshuatah Loa Belohim. His situation, Anai's situation, appeared so desperate that it was generally believed, belaive, that nothing, that no thing, nothing could save him, could save Anai. He and Anai was even, say, Rabim Omrim, they say, was even beyond the help of Elohim. Thus, they say, Ein Yeshuatah lo ve'lohim. Selah, pause. Selah. It occurs 71 times in the Sefer Tehillim, in the Psalter, in the Mezmur Dawit. It's a term of direction to the musicians who accompanied the recital, the chanting, the recital of the Psalms of the Sefer Tehillim in HaHekal, in the temple. Probably, some say, an indication that instrumental music was to be introduced at this point, instrumental music, or to the Selah moment, to the rhythm, the musical, instrumental music being introduced, and a deeper thought on what has just followed, on what has just been said. Yahuwah, Mahrabuz Arai, Rabim Kamim Allah, Rabim Omrim Lenafshi, Ein Yeshua Tahalo, Belohim, Selah. So thus the opening section, his and Ainai dangerous plight, comprising the first two verses, according to the KJV reading, that doesn't include the superscription, the first two verses, but in the Sefer Tehillim, here we are at the fourth and the fifth verses, corresponding with the third and the fourth verses within the KJV. And here this section, Ha'el, Ha'elohim, true God is his and Ainai's shore, always faithful, always sure, and I sure help. Here it reads, Wa'ata Yahuwah Magain Ba'iddi Kolodi Umerim Roshi. But thou, O Jehovah, art a shield about me, my glory, and the lifter up of my head. Koli li Yahuwah Ekra Wayaneni mehar kadisho, selah. With my voice, koli, I call to Jehovah. I call to He who be, who He be, with my voice. Koli li Yehovah ekra. I shout out, I call out, and He answered. He answereth me. Wayaneni, wayaneni, ani, I. Wayaneni, and He answered I. Mehar from the mountain, Kadisho, His holy, from His holy mount, Mehar Kadisho, Selah, pause. A shield about me, but thou, Jehovah, Wa'atah Yahuwah, Magain, Ba'iddi, a shield about me, Ba'iddi. As Elohim had assured Abraham, I am thy shield in Bereshit, in Genesis 15 and 1. Thus, like this, protected, I tected, he and Ainai is confident, eifident, confident of escape from his and from Ainai peril. Wa'atah Yahuwah, Magain Ba'iddi, Kavodi Umerim Roshi, my glory, Kavodi, 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 Mani Hebrew, Kavodi, 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 my glory, since Elohim is the bestower of his regal dignity. Since Elohim is the bestower of his and Ainai regal dignity, no human being can deprive him or Ainai of it. Kavodi, Umerim, Roshi. lifter up of my head. U and Meirim, 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 Roshi, Meirim, Roshi. The lifter is up of my head. When David fled, according to 2 Shmuel 15 and 30, it says, he had his head covered and went barefoot. With David ole, bir ma eleya hazetim ole, ua boke, we roshalawa, khafui, we hua holeka, ya heifa, we kola haama sharaitoa, khafu, isha, rosho, we alua, aloa, ua bako. And David went up by the ascent of the Mount of Olives and wept as he went up, and he had his head covered and went barefoot, and all the people that were with him covered every man his head, and they went up weeping as they went up, as they allied up with David ole be ma'eleya hazetim ole, and David went up, allied up by the ascent, by the going up, with David ole be ma'elei of Mount of Olives, Hazeti, and wept as he went up, ole uvoke, 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 boka baka baka, and he wept as he went up, ole uvoke, and he had his head covered, with rosh loa chafui. With rosh lau chafui, he had his head, his rosh, his ras covered. With hua holeka yachif, and went barefoot. With hu holek yachif. With kol ha'am asheraitoa chafu, and all the people that were with him. With kol ha'am asheraito. And were with him, covered every man his head. Chafu isha rosho. Chafu ish rosho. Covered his ras, rosho, his head. And they went up. We'allu. And they went up, weeping as they went up. Alo uabako. Alo uvako. He was bowed down under his humiliation. But Ha'Elohim, the true God, would enable him to hold his head high again. With Atah Yahuwah Magena Ba'idi, Kavodi Umerim Roshi, Oli Eli Yahuwah Ekra, with my voice I call by name to he who be who he be. Oli Eli Yahuwah Ekra, and he answered me. He answereth me, he answereth I, out of his holy mountain. Wayaneni meharak adisho, Selah. I call, he answereth. I call, ekra, wayaneni, and he answereth I. Ekra, I call, wayaneni, and he answer ani, wayaneni, and he answereth me. Whenever I cry, I call him by name, ekra. He responds, Wayaneni. The recollection of his saving power in days past drives away the feelings, mixed up moods, attitudes, and feelings of despair. Out of his holy mountain, Mehar Kadsho, out of his holy Kadsho, Har, Mehar Kadsho, Yerushalayim, Jerusalem. Jerusalem. Here, the reference is to Psalm, the second Psalm, the Beit Psalm. Hebraically, the fourth verse that reads, truly it is I that have established my king upon Zion, my holy, my Isla, my set apart mountain. Wani Nasakati Maliki. Truly it is I that have established my king. Wani Nasakti Malki upon Zion, Zion, all Zion, all Zion, up on Zion, all Zion, Har Kadeshi, my holy, Kadeshi, Har, my holy mountain, Har Kadeshi. The fugitive had been compelled to leave the holy city, the Isle of City, where the divine presence, the divine face, perception was manifest, but his help would be extended to him wherever he chanced or happened to be. Thus, Oli Eli Yahuwa Ekra Waya Eneni Meharik Adisho Selah. This here, bringing us to verses 6 and 7 in the Hebrew, corresponding to verse 5 and 6. His feeling, his perception, his state of heart and mind, of confidence, of diffidence. Here in the verses 6 to 7 in the Hebrew, corresponding to the 5th and 6th verse in the King James Version, where he says, I lay me down, I lay down, and I slept, I awake, for the Lord sustaineth me, for the Lord sustaineth I. Ani shakavti vayishanna, I lay me down, ani shakavti, and I slept, vayishanna, I awake. Hekitzoti, I awake, for he who be who he be, ki Yehovah sustaineth me. Yismekeni, sustaineth me. I am not afraid of 10,000s of people. Lo ira meya rivivota am. I am not afraid. Lo ira, I am not afraid, may rivivot am, of the rivivot of am, of the 10,000s, may rivivot am, 10,000s of people that have set themselves against me, against I, round about. Asha savi shatu alai, against I, that have set themselves round about, alai, against I, asha savi shatu alai. I slept, Ishana, the knowledge, the da'at, that he had Elohim, the true God, as a shield, made it possible for him to sleep at night, when the danger of sudden attack was greatest. The knowledge, the da'at, the gnosis, that he had Ha'el, the true God, had Elohim as a shield, made it possible for him and for I and I to sleep at night when the danger of sudden attack was greatest. Ani shakabti vayishanna, for Jehovah sustaineth me. Hekitzoti, I awaked. Hekitzoti, ki Yahuwah yismekeni, for he who be who he be, Kiyaoa Yismakeni, sustain me. His first thought, and our first thought on waking, is his and I and I indebtedness to the mercy of Ha'el, the true God, Ha'el Elohim, for coming safely through the night. It fortifies him and I and I to face what a new day may bring. Ani shakavti vayishanna hekitzoti ki Yahuwah yismekeni. I am not afraid of 10,000s of people that have set themselves against me, against I, round about. Lo ira meya rivivot am asher saviv shatu alai. I am not afraid of 10,000s of people, conscious that he and I have Ha'el, Elohim, the true God, as his and I helper. The numerical strength or numerical strength of his enemies, of his and I enemies, does not dismay him, does not dismay I and I. Lo ira me rivivot am. Thus, I am not afraid of the 10,000, me rivivot am, 10,000s of people. So here in verses 8 to 9 in the Sefer Tehillim Hebraically, which corresponds to verses 7 to 8 in the KJV, is the prayer to Selah for deliverance. The prayer for deliverance. Hear. Umah Yahuwah hosha'ini elohai Hilkiah Hikita et Koloivaya Lachi Shine Rishaima Shibalta. Arise, O Jehovah Kumah Yahuwah. Arise, O He who be who He be. Save me, save I. Hosha'ini, Hosha'ani, Hosha'ini, save Ani, save I. Hosha'ini Elohai. O my God, Elohai, Hailei, my Elohim, Elohai. Kumah Yahuwah, Hosha'ini Elohai. Ki Yehikita et koloi by Lachi, for thou that I have smitten, has hit. Ki Yehikita that I has hitten. Has smitten. Ki hikita et kol oivai lachi. All mine enemies et kol oivai. All mine enemies upon the cheek. Lachi. Ki hikita et kol oivai lachi. Thou the eye has broken the teeth of the wicked. Shine rishaim shibarta. Arise, O Jehovah. Kuma Yahuwah. A recollection of Yisrael, of Israel's watchword, when confronted with danger. The watchword for Yisrael, when confronted with danger. Kumah Yahuwah, arise, Kumah Yahuwah. We have this in Numbers 10 and 35. Vayihi biya nisoa harona vayomer moshe, Kumah Yahuwah. We ya futsu oiveka, we ya nusu amesaneka mipaneka. And it came to pass, Wayehi, when the ark set forward, Wayehi, be a nisoa haaron, be a nisoa haaron, when the ark set forward, Wayomer Moshe, that Moses said, Kumah Yahuwah, rise up, O Jehovah. Kumah Yahuwah, we yafutsu oy beka, and make thine enemies be scattered, thine enemies. We yafutsu oy beka, we yanusu amesoneka mipaneka, and make them that hate the eye flee. We yanusu Mi soneka, mi paneka, from the eye face, from the eye presence, from the eye perception. Mi paneka. Watchword. Kumah Yahuwah, rise up, O Jehovah. And here in Mizmor Samech Chet, Psalm 68, verse 2, Hebraically the second verse, corresponding with the first verse in the KJV version. Yakum, Elohim, let him arise, Elohim, let Elohim arise. Yakum, Elohim, Yafutsu oibayo, we yanusu amesanayo, mipanayo, may Elohim arise. Yakum, Elohim. Watchword. An adaptation of Israel's ancient watchword, even in Bamidbar in Numbers chapter 10, verse 35, where there it is, Kumah Yahuwah, rise up, O he who be we be. He is Yakum, let him arise, Elohim, let the true good, the true God arise. Yakum Elohim, Yafutsu Oibayo, may his enemies be scattered. We Yanusua Misanayo Mipanayo, and make them that hate him flee before him, flee from his face, flee from his perception. We Yanusua Misanayo Mipanayo. For thou hast hidden. Ki hikita. Either eyes of the memory of what Ha'el, the true good, the true God, had done on his behalf in the past, is an assurance that it will happen again. So this here being said, either either from the memory of what he who be who he be had done on his and I and I behalf in the past, being an assurance that it will happen again, or we may have here the Hebrew idiom known as the prophetic perfect. What is the prophetic perfect? It is linguistically whereby an event still to take place is described as having actually happened. That is the prophetic perfect, where linguistically in the Hebrew idiom and language linguistics, an event still to take place is described as having actually happened, in the sense of thou hast smitten, ki hikita, the eye has smitten, has hitten. Now, if this latter sense is to be taken, I am certain, he is saying, I'm certain a time, the time will come, is coming, has come already, when thou will have smitten, the eye will have hitten, ki hikita et koloi vai lechi, the eye has smitten and hitten all mine enemies upon the cheek, upon the cheek. Broken the teeth of the wicked. Shine Risha'im Shibarta. Thou hast Shibarta, has broken the Shine Risha'im of the ratchet. Deprive them, this is to me, depriving them of their power to harm, like a wild beast not having no teeth. Shine Risha'im Shibarta. Again, the prophetic perfect being expressed. And here, a link with Psalm 58 and 7. Here it reads in Mizmor Non Chet, Nun Chet, 58th Psalm, verse 7, Hebraically, break their teeth, O God, in their mouth. Break out the cheek teeth of the young lions, O Lord. Break their teeth, O Elohim, in their mouth. Elohim. Herasa shinemo, herasa shinemo, befimo, break their teeth. Elohim, Elohim, herasa shinemo, break their teeth, befimo, in their mouth. Maleteota kferima, ne totza Yahuwah, break out the cheek teeth of the young lions. Malateota kafri nitots Yahuwah, O Jehovah. Again, the sense of break their teeth, render them incapable of doing harm. And the young lions, here speaking on the young lions, ferocious enemies. And here, the fulfillment verse right here. La Yahuwah Hayashu'ah Al Ameka Birkateka Selah. Salvation belongeth to Jehovah. La Yahuwah Hayashu'ah Hayashu'ah. Salvation, victory, belongeth to Jehovah. La Yahuwah Hayashu'ah. Thy blessing be upon thy people. Al Ameka Birkateka Selah. Salvation belongeth to Jehovah. La Yahuwah Hayeshua. Salvation Hayeshua. Victory Hayeshua. La Yahuwah Hayeshua. With him alone rests the issue of the crisis and the situation through that he and I be passing. Granted his redemptive might, he would triumph. And because of he who be who he be's redemptive might, he and I and we would triumph and will triumph over his and over I and I foes. La Yahuwah Hayeshua, salvation Hayeshua, victory Hayeshua, La Yahuwah belongeth to is of he who be who he be. Thy blessing be upon thy people. Al Ameka Birkateka, Al Ameka Birkateka. Thy blessing, Birkateka, be upon all Ameka, upon Ameka, the I, male people. Some say that this is a pathos, pathetic ending to the psalm, the pathos, understanding the word pathos. Although his subjects, unmindful of their allegiance, had sided with the usurper, he has no bitter feelings toward them. And invokes Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Ha'el Elohim. He invokes Jah's blessing, God's blessing upon them. This is the sense of the feeling, the pathos, in the sense of a pathetic ending to the Mizmor, La Yahuwah, HaYeshua, Al Ameka, Verkate, Ka, Selah. Pause. Yet is not the ending, it's the ending of the first part. Psalm 4 fulfills what Psalm 3, Mizmor Gimel, begun. Mizmor Dalet, the fourth psalm, fulfills. Selah, pause.
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 Selah.
Hashem Yeshua HaMoshiach, in the name of Adonai, Yeshua I HaMoshiach, I. Glory be the King, Kadamah HaSelassie. Yes, I, Rastafari, 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 Rastafari.
מזמור ג' מזמור לדוד בבורחו מפני אבשלום בנו אדוני מה רבו צרי רבים קמים עליי רבים אומרים לנפשי אין ישועת לו ואלוהים סלע ואתה אדוני מגן בעדי כבודי ומרים ראשי קולי אל אדוני אקרא ויענני מהר קודשו סלע. אני שכבתי ואישנה הקיצותי, כי אדוני ישמחני. לא אירא מרבבות עם, אשר סביב שטו עליי. קומה אדוני הושעני, אלוהי, כי הקית את כל אויבי לחי. שיני רשעים שיברת, לאדוני הישועה, על עמך וברכתך, סלע.
Psalm 3.
מזמור ג' מזמור לדוד, בבורחו מפני אבשלום בנו.
Lord, Lord,
אדוני, 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 אדוני.
How are they increased that trouble me? The trouble me.
Adonai, ma rabbu tsarai, tsarai.
Many are they that rise up against, and rise up against, and rise up against, and rise up against.
Rabbim kamim alai, 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 alai.
Many there be which say of my soul, there is no help for him in God. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory, the lifter up of mine head. I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy hill. See, I laid me down and slept. I awaked, for the Lord sustained me. I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people that have set themselves against me round about. Arise, O Lord, save me, O my God, for thou hast smitten all mine enemies upon the cheekbone. Thou hast broken the teeth of the ungodly. Salvation belongeth unto the Lord. Thy blessing is upon thy people. Selah, 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 Selah,
Mizmor Gimal. Mizmor le David, בבורחו מפני אבשלום בנו. אדוני, מה רבו צרי, רבים קמים עליי. רבים אומרים לנפשי, אין ישועת לו, ואלוהים סלע. ואתה, אדוני, מגן בעדי, כבודי ומרים ראשי. קולי אל אדוני אקרא, ויענני מהר קודשו סלע. אני שכבתי ואישנה הקיצותי, כי אדוני ישמחני. לא אירא מרבבות עם, אשר סביב שטו עליי. קומה אדוני הושעני, אלוהי, כי הקית את כל אויבי לחי.
שיני רשעים שיברת. לאדוני הישועה, על עמך וירחתך סלע.
For my next number, I'd like to return to the classics.
Rock on, what's my feeling? Rock on, what's my feeling? Rock on, what's my feeling? I said, rock on, what's my feeling? Rock on.
Rock stone was my pillar, could no find place to sleep. But them empty, we have to find food for it. Every day we terrorize by soldiers and police. When they think them a strong man, they think them a bit. From them a play cowboy and Indian and chief. From the first to the health straight up to 7th Street. But thinking that we're buying a big jump for the bit. I make it in a life and inherit as the meat. Them care, self-employed, cannot get laid. Can't even get a day off. Who do you want to stop me now? Them finals say them way off. Alright.
So me say one by one, one by one, one by one, we stepping out of Babylon. And then one by one, one by one,
he'll change the last day. I the conquering lion, lion, lion.
Run down, one by one.
A lunch.
Rock-a,
Mali.
Help us now, get us from the slums. Never give up, but I want to slip on your bun. Help us now, get us from the slums. Never give up, but I want to sell us the eyebrows. Separation is a thing, could in a harder time. Got to widen your views, got to broaden your mind. What we find, seem they can't to know where it's gonna find. Hunger, poverty, a system so unkind. As a matter of fact, there is an aftershock. When come ground, not my bed, I'm up below the rock. Try to make it through the system, all the doors were locked. Yet nothing me to try, and so I ain't gonna stop. All the time they write a book on you. All the time some other crap they would have put on you. Yet when you're in the dead, they would look on you. They would only stand and wanna wear the boots on you. But so see ya.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Psalm of David when he fled from Absalom, his son. Mizmor ledawi, bibarcho, mipne avshalom beno. Consider these words here. Opening of today's daily psalm, the first verse, Hebraically speaking,
Hebraically speaking, Hebraically speaking,
Hebraically speaking. And here, midrash on today's daily psalm, Mizmor gimel. Mizmor Gamer, Mizmor LeDawid, Bibarcho, Mipne Avshalom Beno, a psalm of David when he fled from Absalom, his son. Mizmor LeDawid, Bibarcho, Mipne Avshalom Beno. Consider these words here, the opening of today's daily psalm, the first verse, Hebraically speaking, a psalm of David, Mizmor LeDawid, when he fled, Bibarcho, from Absalom, his son, Mipne Avshalom Beno. Consider these words in the light of the verse in Proverbs, in the Mashal, in Mishle Shlomo, in the Proverbs of Solomon. Proverbs 21 and 15 that reads, "It is a joy to the righteous to do judgment. It is a joy to the righteous to do judgment." Simcha latzadika esota mishpat. To do justly is joy to the righteous. Simcha latzadika esota mishpat. With this verse from Mishalim, from the Proverb, Mashalim, from Proverbs are cited three of its expositions, the last of which applies to our psalm here. This verse may mean that when he executes judgment, it is a joy to the righteous one of the world. Lama, ma, lama, why? Because he is thereby exalted in the world. As it is said even in Yeshayahu, Isaiah, Esaias 5 and 16, the Lord of hosts is exalted through judgment, and God the Holy One is sanctified through righteousness. Vayigbaha Yahuwah Tzevaota Bamishpat Wehael HaKadosha Nikadasha Bi'Tzedaka. But Jehovah of hosts of armies, Yahuwah Tzevaot, is exalted through justice, Bamishpat, Vayigbaha Yahuwah Tzevaota Bamishpat. And God, the true good, the Holy One, is sanctified through righteousness. Wehael HaKadosh Nikadasha Bi'Tzedaka. Or the verse, it is a joy to the righteous to do judgment. Simcha latzadika esota mishpat may mean that when he dealt the measure of judgment to his holy temple and destroyed it and downstroyed it, it was a joy to the righteous one of the world. As it is said, even in the 68th Psalm, the 36th verse, Hebraically, O God, awful art thou because of thy holy places. O God, awful art thou, the I, because of thy holy, thy Isla places, thy holy places. Nora Elohim ami mikdasheka el Israel lohu noten oza weha etz umota la'am baruch Elohim. Awful, dreadful is Elohim, nora Elohim. Mia mikadasheka, out of thy holy, out of thy Isla places. Nora Elohim ami mikadasheka. Rav Yohanan, commenting on what Ha'el, the true good, the true God, did to his holy places, said, since Ha'el, the true good, the true God, did not spear his own house and his own temple, how much more awesomely will he deal with those of others when he comes to punish the others? Rav Yohanan commenting on what Ha'el, Ha'Elohim, did to his holy places. So the P and the ET reads, by what they did to Ha'Hekal, by what they did to the temple. Or the verse, it is a joy to the righteous to do judgment. Simcha latzadika esota mishpat may mean that when he executes judgment upon righteous men, it is a joy to them because he cleanses them thereby of their transgressions. That this is true, you can see from the example of David, the example of David. As soon as the measure of Ha'el, Ha'Elohim's judgment struck him, David began to rejoice and to compose a psalm of David when he fled from Absalom, his son. Mizmor leDavid veBarcho mipnei Avshalom beno. Another comment on a psalm of David, Mizmor leDavid, when he fled veBarcho from Absalom, his son, mipnei Avshalom beno. As to the exact order of David's psalms, Scripture says elsewhere, even in Eob and Job 28 and 13, man knoweth not the order thereof. Here in the Midrash notes, the word erek, erek, my price, is here to be taken in the sense of order. So man knoweth not the price thereof, or in the sense of erech, price, taken in the sense of order. Man knoweth not the order thereof. And here, Job 28:13. Lo yada'a enosha erekaha, with lo atimatzeya be'eretza ha'chayim. The Targum KJV has as, man knoweth not the price thereof. Man knoweth not the erek, the order. This word is defined as order, row, estimate, things that are set in order, layer, pile, in the sense of order or row, in the sense of estimate or evaluation. So here, this verse, lo yada, not knowing eino, shmo to man, erekah, the order of it, the price of it. Lo yada'a eino sha erekah. Rav Eliezer, Eliza taught, the section of scripture are not arranged in their proper order. For if they were arranged in their proper order, and any man so read them, he would be able to resurrect the dead and perform other miracles. For this reason, the proper order of the sections of scripture is hidden from mortals, from Enosh, from mortal man, and is known only to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, only to the Holy One, blessed be He, who said, even in Yeshayahu, in Esaias, Isaiah 44:7, who, as I, can read and declare it, and set it in order. Who, as I, can read and declare it, and set it in order. Isaiah 44:7. Umiya kamoni yayikra, wayagideha, we yaerekeha li, and who, umi, as I, kamoni, can proclaim, yikra, umi, kamoni, yikra, let him declare it, we yagideha, and set it in order for me, we yaerekeha li, and set it in order, we yaerekeha, we yaerekeha, we yaerekeha li, for me. Rav Jacob said in the name of Rav Aha, why is the psalm on Gog and Magog, Mizmor Beit, Psalm 2, placed next to the psalm, to the Mizmor, the psalm on Absalom? To tell you that a wicked son, a rasha, a ratchet son, works greater cruelty upon his father than will the wars of Gog and Magog. When Rav Yehoshua ben Lewi, Joshua ben Levi, sought to arrange the psalms in their proper order, a heavenly voice came forth and commanded, do not rouse that which slumbers. Do not rouse that which slumbers. Now here in the Midrash notes, a heavenly voice is literally here, daughter, bat kolbat, the daughter of a voice. The daughter of a voice, or a voice from heaven. We have this in Daniel 4:28. This daughter of a voice to guide human conduct. It is regarded as the successor of the Ruach HaKadosh, the Holy Spirit of prophecy, that after Haggai, Zechariah, and Malachi is said to have departed from Yisrael, this daughter of a voice. And so here the Kal mean Shemaiah. Shemaiah is found in Daniel chapter 4 at verse 31, the daughter of a voice. When Rav Ishmael, in the presence of his master, sought to arrange the psalms in their proper order, his master said to him, it is written, even in Psalm 111, verses 7 and 8, all his commandments are sure, they stand conjoined forever and ever. They are done in truth and uprightness. Ma'isei yadayo emet u'mishpata ne'manim kol pi'akudayo simuchim la'ad le'olam esuyim be'emet u'yashar. The works of his hands are truth and justice. Ma'isei yadayo emet u'mishpat All his precepts are sure. Ne'emanim, kol la'pikudayo. They are established forever and ever. Simukim la'ada le'olam. They are done in truth and uprightness. Esuyim abemeta u'yashar. Another comment on a psalm of David when he fled from Absalom, his son. Mizmor le'Dawid bebarcho mipnei Avshalom bino. When did David compose this psalm? When, according to 2 Shmuel, 2 Samuel 15 and 30, it reads, he went up by the ascent of the Mount of Olives and wept as he went up. Ole b'ma'eleya hazetim, ole u'bokeh, went up by the ascent of the Mount of Olives and wept as he went up. Ole b'ma'eleya hazetim, ole u'bokeh. But if David was weeping, how can he have been composing a psalm, a mizmor? And if he was composing a mizmor, a psalm, why was he ubokeh? Why was he weeping? This Rav Abba Bar Kahana answered by a mashal, answered by a parable. A king, a melech, even a negus, who became angry at Beno, his son, banished him from his palace, but later sent his son's tutor after him. The tutor went and found him both weeping and singing and asked, why dost thou weep and sing at the same time? He answered, I am weeping because I made my father angry, but I am singing because my father sentenced me not to be slain, but to be banished. And as though it were not enough for me that he did not have me slain, he banished me in the company of captains and commanders. And here the Midrash notes, When David left Jerusalem, Hushai, Zadok, and Abiathar, and other civil and ecclesiastical officials, joined him. Here, the reference being made to 2 Shmuel, 2 Samuel, chapter 15, verse 32. Vayehi David ba ada harosh asher isha tachwe sham le'elohim. Vehinea likarato achushaya ha'arkiya karua kultanto vaydama arosho. And it came to pass that when David was come to the top of the ascent, where Elohim was used to be worshipped, behold, Hushai the Archite came to meet him with his coat ripped, and earth upon his head. Wadama al Rosho, on his Rosho, his Ras. According to Rav Yudan, however, this is what David said, according to Hosea, chapter 12, verse 13. Jacob fled, as it is said, Jacob, Ya'ikob, fled into the country of Syria. Moshe fled, as it is said even in Shemot in Exodus chapter 2, verses 15 to 17. Moses, Moshe fled from the face of Paro, from the face of Pharaoh. So the P-E and the E-T as Eliyahu, Elijah fled, as it is said. And here the quote referring to 1 Kings chapter 19, verses 8 to 9, Eliyahu, Elijah, Elias arose and went 40 days and 40 nights to Horeb, the mount of Elohim. And he came thither, there, to a cave, and lodged there, and lodged there. And like them, I am fleeing. Like them, I am fleeing. Thereupon, David recited the verse, even the verse from Psalm 119, verse 52. I remembered thy judgments of old, O Lord, and have comforted myself. Zekharti mishpateka me'olam, Yahuwah, wa'eta necham. I remembered thine ordinances, thy judgments, that are of old, O Yahuwah, Jehovah, and have comforted myself, Sekartia mi mishpateka me olam. I remembered thy judgments of old. Zekarti mishpateka me olam. Yahuwah, O he who be who he be. Wa etta Hanan. And have comforted myself. Wa etta Hanan. As if to say, when I remember the measure of judgment that I, Mishpateka, dealt to those who live before me, it comforts me when I remember the measure of judgment that the I didst deal to those who live before I. It comforts I. When did David speak like this? When, according to 2 Shmuel, 2 Samuel chapter 15, verse 14, it reads, David said to all his servants that were with him in Jerusalem, "Arise, let us flee, for else none of us shall escape from Absalom. Make speed to depart, lest he overtake us suddenly and bring down evil upon us and smite the city with the edge of the sword." Vayomer David lekol evadayo asher ra'ito bi Yerushalayim. Kumu v'nibracha ki eloha tehyeh lanu v'leitaha mipnei Avshalom maheru laleket pena yemaher v'hisiganu v'hidicha aleinu et hara'ah v'hika ha'ir lifnei Yechareb. And David said to all his servants that were with him at Jerusalem, "Vayomer David lekol levadayo asher ito bi Yerushalayim, arise and let us make I and I flee. Kumu nibaracha, for else none of us shall escape from Absalom. Ki eloha tehyeh lanu v'leita mipnei Avshalom. Make speed to depart. Maheru laleket. Make speed to depart, lest he overtake us quickly. Pena yemaher, and bring down evil up on us. And smite the city with the edge of the sword. As to the meaning of the words, "lest he bring down evil upon us and smite the city with the edge of the sword, lest he pena yemahir where he siganu, lest he bring down evil upon us, where hidiach aleinu et hara'ah, and smite the city and hit and smite and smite the city with the edge of the sword. Wehikah ha'er lifnei chareb." Rav and Rav Yudan, they differed. Rav maintained that David meant Absalom will bring down the evil of death upon us, upon I and I. We are like the inhabitants of a city, condemned to be smitten, to be hitten with the edge of the sword. And here for this in the Midrash notes, see and refer to Devarim, to Deuteronomy chapter 13, verses 13 to 18. The word nidachat, a city condemned to be smitten, to be hitten with the edge of the sword. The Hebrew word nidachat. This is related by Rav to hidiach. He brought evil, hidiach. In the next comment, Rav Yudan, he interprets hediach as scored it. The sense of scoured it, hediach, scoured it. But Rav Yudan maintained that David meant the owner of the cup, of the chalice, has begun to scour it and will not stop until he has scoured it thoroughly. And so when David perceived that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the Holy One, blessed be He, was scouring him clean of his transgressions, he began to compose a song. He began to compose a mizmor, even this mizmor, Mizmor Gimel, Mizmor Gamel, Psalm 3. And at just what point in his flight did he begin to compose it? When, according to 2 Shemuel, 2 Samuel chapter 15, verse 18, it reads, all his servants passed on beside him, and all the Kerethites, and all the Pelethites. That David composed the psalm, the Mizmor, when he was no longer afraid that all his servants would abandon him and go over to Avshalom, Bino, to Absalom, his son. Wakala evadayo ovrima ala yado. Wakala ha kareti. Wakala ha perleti. And all his servants, wakala evadayo, all his servants passed on ovrim, al yado, upon his hand beside him, al yado. We call Hakareti, and all the Keretites, we call Hapaleti, and all the Pelethites, and all the Gittites, 600 men that came after him from Gath, passed on before the king. We call Hagitim, Shesha Meota Ishashara Bau. Biragloa mi gata ovrima ala pnei hamelech. Rav Aibu maintained that Hakreti, that the Kerethites were judges of the Sanhedrin, who gave the final verdicts, Keretot, and that Hapeleti, that the Pelethites were the judicial experts, Muflae, the Peleti, HaPeleti. According to the Rebbeinat, the rabbis, the scholars of HaTorah, however, the Pelethites, HaPeleti, were the judges, the Shoftim, of the Sanhedrin, from whose verdict there was no appeal. Pele, no appeal. So correctly, the PE, the explanation combines the Kerethite with the Hebrew, the Ivrit, karete, to cut, karat, to cut, to decide, and the Pelethite with the pale, used in the sense of surpassing and extraordinary, wonderful, pele. Thus, like this, when David heard all his servants say to him, according to the words of 2 Samuel 15:15, behold, thy servants are ready to do whatsoever my lord the king shall choose. Wayomru avdei hamelech. Wayomru avdei hamelech illa hamelech kukola shara yivchara adoni hamelech hine evadeka. And the king's servants said to the king, Wayomru avdei hamelech illa hamelech, behold, thy servants are ready to do whatsoever my lord the king shall choose. Kukol ashera yivchar Adoni HaMelech, hine evadeka. Hear. From all that he choose, my lord the king, behold, we are your servants. Ready to do whatsoever my lord the king shall choose. Whatsoever he shall choose, my lord the king, behold, we are your servants. the order of the Hebrew. Kukol asher yivchar Adoni hamelek hine evadeka. Thus he reasoned, when the judicial authority of a ruler is destroyed, when the judicial authority of a ruler is destroyed, his servants do not stand in their prescribed places in his presence, in his face, but in disorder and confusion. They who should stand at his right stand at his left. They who should stand at his left stand at his right. But when they see that his judicial authority is well established, they make certain that they stand in their prescribed places. Thereupon, David said, if my royal authority is destroyed, each one of my servants would not now be standing in his prescribed place. And they concurred, all making obeisance to him, all bowing, worshiping him, making obeisance to him. Just when did they do this? According to 2 Shemuel, 2 Samuel 15 and 32, it reads, when David was come to the top of the mount, where he worshipped Elohim, behold, Hushai the Archite came to meet him. Vayehi David ba ada harosh asher yisha tachwe sham leElohim. Vehine likarato Hushai haarki. Rav Yehuda, Judah, Rav Nehemiah, and the Rebbeinot, the rabbis, the scholars of Torah, differed as to the meaning of the Archite, as to the meaning of Ha-Arki, the Archite. One said Hushai was Ha-Arki, the Archite, because he was one of David's highest officials. Here, Midrash notes, thus deriving Archite, Ha-Arki, from the Greek arche, chief of government, arche. Another said haarchi, the archite, because through him the Beit David, the house of David, was to be put on firm footing, and through him the Beit David, the house of David, was to be kept in good repair. Here in the Midrash notes, Buber suggests that in this comment, Archite, Ha'arki, is connected with the Aramaic Arik, to set up right, Arik, referred to Ezra chapter 4, verse 14. The third said, the Archite, Ha'arki, after the name of his native city. Now when David perceived that his rule was on a firm footing, he began to recite a mizmor, a chant, a psalm. And when did he begin to recite it? Well, according to 2 Shemuel, 2 Samuel 17:27, it reads, when David was come to Mahanaim. Vayehi akavo David machnaima. And it came to pass, vayehi, when David was come to Mahanaim. Vayehi akavo David machnaima. Mahanaim has its dual suffix, being the Ivrit, the Hebrew equivalent of the Greek Didymos. Didymos. Didymos means twin camps. Didymos. Shobi, the son of Nahash of Rabbah, of the children of Ammon, as the verse reads on, with Shobi ben Nahash me Rabbat b'nei Ammon. That Shobi, the son of Nahash of Rabbah, of the children of Ammon, with Shobi ben Nahasha me Rabbata b'nei Ammon. Shobi's real name being Hanun. Why was he called Shobi? Of Hanun, it is said, and it came to pass after this that the king of the children of Ammon died, and Hanun his son reigned in his stead. And David said, I will show kindness to Hanun, the son of Nahash, as his father showed kindness to me, to I. So David sent by the hand of his servants to comfort him concerning his father. But because Hanun was persuaded that Dawid, David's servants, had come not to honor his late father, but rather to spy out the land, he treated them in an insulting manner and sent them away in disgrace. Here being a reference, see 2 Shemuel, 2 Samuel, chapter 10, verses 1 to 5. Well, if Shobi's real name being Hanun, why was he called Shobi? Rabbi, Rebbe said, because for a time, for an hour, he restrained his inclination to do evil. He thus takes Shovi as derived from the verb Yesheb, he restrained. But the sages said, because his repentance, his teshuva, his metanoia, his change of mind, his change of heart and mind, his repentance was genuine. Now they, the sages, the Rebbeinot, the scholars of Torah, they take Shobi as derived from Shub, to repent, to return from Shub. And Machir, the son of Amiel of Lo Debar, and Barzillai, the Gileadite of Rogelim, all together began to honor Dawi, So here, the fuller of the verse here from 2 Samuel, chapter 17, verse 27, Vayehi akobo Dawi, ma chanaima, with Shobi ben Nahasha, me rabata bene Amona, ua makira ben Amiela, miloa devara, ua bara zilaya, ha gila adia, me rogalim. And it came to pass when David was come to Mahanaim that Shobi the son of Nahash of Rabbah of the children of Ammon, and Machir the son of Amiel of Lodavar, and Barzillai the Gileadite of Rogelim. Furthermore, it says, they, here, 2 Samuel chapter 17, verse 28-29, they brought beds and basins and earthen vessels and wheat and barley and meal and parched corn and beans and lentils and parched pulse and honey and curd and sheep and cheese of king for Dawid, for David, and for the people that were with him. For they said, the people is hungry and faint and thirsty. Bamidbar, in the wilderness. Mishkaba, wisapota, ukalia, yotzera, wichitima, uaseorima, wikemacha, wikalia, uafola, wa idashima, wikali, udevasha, wichema, witsona, uasefota, bakara. He is Ishu lit Dawid with La'am Ashera Itoa Le Kola Kiamru Ha'am Raeb with Aifa with Fami Bamidbar. The beds were couches of down. The basins were jugs of wine. The earthen vessels came from Beit Rameta. A city east of Yarden of Jordan, identified with Beit Haran in Numbers Bamidbar, Numbers 32-36, where presumably fine earthen vessels were made. And here the Aruch connection there. The wheat and barley were made of usual varieties. That is to say, the wheat and the barley are to be understood in the ordinary sense. The parched corn was shatita, a dish made of the flour of roasted ears of corn, mixed with honey. The beans and the lentils were of the usual kinds. The parched pulse was roasted ears of corn. The honey, the curd, and the sheep were of the usual kinds. And the cheese of king was a special kind of cheese made out of cow's milk and called torin, because not even a fly can keep its footing upon it, presumably so rich in fat that it was slippery. As soon as David saw the offerings of these men, he began to say, "These are men I was afraid of, but they are making peace with me. Surely not of their own desire, but because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but because the Holy One, blessed be He, has made them seek peace, seek shalom with me, seek shalom with I. These are the men. These are the men. Barzillai, like Shobi, was regarded as a rasha, ratchet man, a wicked man, who wasted the years of his manhood in immoral living. But he says, these are the men I was afraid of, but they are making peace, shalom with me, with I. Surely not of their own desire, but because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has made them seek peace with me. As it is said, even in Mashal, the Mishle Shlomo, the Proverbs of Solomon, Proverbs 16, verse 7, that reads, when a man's ways please the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. Biritzota Yahuwah Darkeish Gamoy Bayo Yashlim Ito. When a man's ways please Jehovah, Biritzota Yahuwah Darkeish, He maketh his enemies to be at peace with him. Gam Oy Bayo Yashlim Ito, to be at peace with him, Yashlim Ito. Thereupon David began to recite Mizmoro, his psalm, Mizmor le David bebarcho, mipne Avshalom beno, a psalm of David when he fled from Absalom, his son. So David and his men went in the way, according to 2 Shemuel, 2 Samuel, chapter 16, verse 13, the A part. This verse concludes the early account of David, of David's flight from Absalom, during which David encountered Shimei and was cursed by him, reference 2 Shemuel, 2 Samuel, chapter 16, verses 5 to 12. Vayelech David. Why Nashayo Badarek? So David and his men went in the way. Wayelek David, why Nashayo Badarek? Is it conceivable that they flew in the air? Why then should Scripture have specified that they went Badarek in the way? Badarek in the way. To make it plain that they went in the way of humility. That they went in the way of humility. Vayelech David, vaynashayo badarek. And Shimei went along the rib of the hill. And Shimei went along the hillside over against him. Vishimaiya holeka be'sela ahahara le'omato ahalok. The word rib, and Shimei went along the rib, bitzelah, with Shimaiya holeka bitzelah, rib, intimating that Shimei went along. He recalled to David the incident of the rib, the tzelah. The word tzelah, rib, is taken to refer to Bathsheba, who being a woman, was descended from Hawa, from Eve, created from Adam's rib. So Shimei went along the rib of the hill, with Shimaiya holeka bitzelah hahar. David, of which David was to say, I had been made ready for the rib, according to Psalm 38 and 18. I had been made ready for the rib. Kiani Litzela Nakon. Actually, I am ready to halt. Kiani Litzela Nakon. For I am ready for the rib. I have been made ready for the rib, for I am ready to halt. Kiani Litzela Nakon. By this, Dawid meant to declare to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, Ribon Shel HaOlamim, Master of the Universe, Universal Master, it is revealed and known to Thee that Bathsheba was held ready for me from the 6 days of creation, yet she was given to me for sorrow. My sorrow is continually before me. U'makoviya negdiya tamid. And my pain is continually before me. U'amakobiya negdi tamid. And David was to instruct and point out to Shlomo, to Solomon Beno, his son, and say to him, according to 1 Kings chapter 2, verse 8a, Shimei, abuse me with grievous abuse. In the day when I went to Mahanaim, Wehinea imaka imaka shimai bena gea bena haimini mia bachorim uhu kilalania kilala nima retzeta beyoma leketia Mahanaim. Shimai. Abuse me with grievous, nimretzet, with grievous abuse in the day when I went to Mahanaim. Wahu kilalania kilala nimretzet v'yoma lekatia Mahanaim. How is nimretzet? How is nimretzet grievous? Nimretzet to be understood as an acrostic, literally the notarikon, a method of exegesis whereby each letter of a word is taken as the initial letter and abbreviation of another word, as an acrostic or notarikon. The letter N, nun, stands for noef, adulterer. The letter M, meme, mame, for Moabite. The letter R, resh, for rotzeach, murderer, rotzeach. The letter tzadai, for sorer, persecutor, sorer. And the letter T, tau, for toeba, abomination. Shimei had previously said to Dawid, even in 2 Samuel chapter 16, verse 8, behold, thou art taken in thine own mischief. Wehineka b'ra'ateka, behold, thou art taken in thine own mischief. Wehineka b'ra'ateka. And what was he referring to in saying, thou art taken in thine own mischief? Wehineka b'ra'ateka, by b'ra'ateka. According to Rav Abba Bar Kahana, to Bathsheba's canopied litter that Dawid had along with him. Later he pleaded, even in 2 Shmuel, 2 Samuel chapter 19, verses 20-21, let not my Lord remember that which thy servant did iniquitously the day when my Lord the King Adoni Hamelech went out of Jerusalem. For thy servant doth know that I have sinned, I have ucked up. Therefore, behold, I am come this day, the first of all the house of Yosef, the first of all the house of Joseph, to go down to meet Adoni Hamelech, to meet my Lord the King. And later Shimei pleaded, Vayomer, Ilhamelekaala Yahushavli Adoni Avon, we ala tizkoreta shara he ewa abdeka bayoma shariatsa Adoni Hameleka, mi Yerushalayim la suma Hameleka illabino. And he said to the king, make not my lord impute iniquity to me, to I, neither do thou remember that which thy servant did iniquitously the day that my lord the king went out of Jerusalem, that the king should take it to his heart. Wayomer Ilhamelech, and he said to the king, Allah Yachishav li Adoni Avona we Allah tizkoreta shara he ewa abdekavayom asha yatsa Adoni Hamelech mi Yerushalayim lasum Hameleka illabino. For thy servant doth know that I have sinned, that I have upped up. Kia yada'a avdeka kiani chatati, I have upped up, I have sinned. Kia yada'a avdeka kiani chatati. Wehine baeti hayoma rishona lekol beit Yosefa la reddet. Likrata Doni Hamelech. For thy servant doth know that I have sinned, I have upped up. Therefore behold, Wehine, I am come this day, the first of all the house of Joseph, to go down to meet my lord the king. Wehine baeti hayoma rishona lekol beit Yosefa la redet. Likrata Doni Hamelech, 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 Hamelech. Shimei, he pleaded after Absalom's death. Shimei met David at the Yarden, at the Jordan, and that is how he asked for his forgiveness.
Psalm 3.
Mizmor Gimal. Mizmor le David bevorcho mipene Avshalom beno.
Lord.
Adonai,
how are they increased that trouble me?
Adonai, ma rabbu tsarai.
Many are they that rise up against.
Rabbim kamim alai.
Many there be which say of my soul, there is no help for him in God. Selah. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory and the lifter up of mine head. I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy hill. Selah. I laid me down and slept. I awaked, for the Lord sustained me. I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people that have set themselves against me round about. Arise, O Lord, save me, O my God. For thou hast smitten all mine enemies upon the cheekbone. Thou hast broken the teeth of the ungodly. Salvation belongeth unto the Lord. Thy blessing is upon thy people. Selah, 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 Selah.
Evil, boy, everything takes time.
Rav Shmuel bar Nachmani came up from Babylonia in order to inquire about the meaning of three passages in Scripture, about the meaning of three passages. Now, the third passage he inquired about was the conclusion of Shimei's speech, where Shimei, after Absalom's death, Shimei met David at the Yarden, the Jordan, and asked for his forgiveness. Let not my Lord remember that which thy servant did iniquitously the day that my Lord the king went out of Jerusalem. For thy servant doth know that I have sinned, I have upped up. Therefore, behold, I am come this day the first of all the house of Joseph, the house of Joseph, to go down to meet my Lord the King. According to 2 Shemuel, 2 Samuel, chapter 19, verses 20 to 21. Wayomer Ilhamelech. And he said to the king, Wayomer Ilhamelech, to the king, Al Yachshav Li, Al Yachshav Li, Adoni, let not my Lord impute iniquity, account, reckon, impute iniquity, input iniquity to me. Al Yachshav Li, Al Yachshav Li, Adoni. Avon, iniquity, avon, with Allah, tizkora, neither do thou remember, with Allah, tizkora, eita ashera, he awa, he ewa, eva, abdeka, bayom asher yatsa, Adoni Hamelech, mi Yerushalayim, neither do thou remember that which thy servant did iniquitously, the day that my Lord the King went out of Jerusalem. La sum hameleka illa libo, that the king should take it to heart. That the king, la sum hamelek il libo, that the king should take it to heart. For thy servant doth know that I have sinned, that I have upped up. Ki yada'a avdeka. Ki ani chatayti, I have upped up. Behold, therefore, behold, with hine, look, see, here it is. Baeti hayoma rishona lekol beit Yosef la redeta likrata Adoni Hamelech. Therefore, behold, I am come this day, the first of all the house of Joseph, to go down to meet my Lord the king, wehine baeti hayoma rishon likol beit Yosef la redet likrata Adoni Hamelech. So Rav Samuel bar Nachmani came up from Babylonia in order to inquire about the meaning of three passages in scripture. Upon meeting Yonatan Isha Habriya, he first asked him, what is the translation of Parazon? In the verse, Parazon ceased in Yisrael, they ceased until that I, Deborah arose. That I arose, a mother in Yisrael, a mother in Israel, according to Judges 5 and 7. Jonathan replied, Parazon means the small villages that were destroyed in the time the Iowa of Sisera, but that when Deborah arose, became mother cities in Yisrael, became mother cities in Israel. Now it was seen, according to the notes, the Midrash notes, that Shakamti is here understood as a causative, until that I, Deborah, caused to rise, Shakamti, caused to rise, caused each of them to arise as a mother city in Israel, as a mother city in Israel. It is so translated in the verse in Devarim in Deuteronomy 3 and 5, beside villages, Perazi, a great many, a great many. The second thing that Rav Shemuel bar Nachmani, Samuel bar Nachmani asked Jonathan, why is it written, according to Daniel 9 and 9, to the Lord our God belong mercies and forgiveness, for we have rebelled against him. Should not the verse give as the reason for Ha'el, the true good, the true God, for Elohim's mercy, that, quote, we have obeyed his law, end quote? Jonathan replied, Scripture puts it rightly, when a laborer deals faithfully with his master and his master pays him his hire as is customary, what reason is there for the laborer to be grateful to his master? When ought he be grateful to him? When he does not deal faithfully with his master, and yet his master does not withhold any of his hire. Hence here, Daniel said, to the Lord our God belong mercies and forgivenesses, for I and I have rebelled against him. Rav Shmuel bar Nachmani, Samuel bar Nachmani, asked further, have you in all your life ever seen any who kept rebelling against their king, and yet for whom HaMelech, the king, kept on providing sustenance? Rav Jonathan replied, yes, those of whom it is written, even in Nehemiah chapter 9, verse 18, verse 20, the B part, verse 21, the A part, of whom it is written, our fathers, yea, when they had made them a molten calf and had wrought great provocations, yet I, withheldest not thy manna, manhu, withheldest not thy manna from their mouths. Yea, 40 years didst I sustain them in the wilderness in the Midbar. Rav Shimon ben Yochai, Simon Simeon ben Yochai, he said, our fathers made 13 molten calves for themselves, one for each tribe, and one owned in common by all the tribes, as is implied in the words, even here from Nehemiah chapter 9, verse 18, they had made them a molten calf and said, this is thy God that brought thee up out of Egypt, out of Mitzrayim, and had also wrought great provocations. The molten calf, Egel Ma'aseka, that was owned in common by all the tribes, contained 125 talents of gold, this being the numerical value of the letters, the Ivrit, the Hebrew letters, in the word Ma'aseka, and Ma'aseka, by gematria, a kind of cryptography concerned with the numerical values of the letters, especially here the Ivrit, the Hebrew letters in the word Ma'aseka, molten, Egel Ma'aseka, the molten calf, in the word Ma'aseka, the mean, Samek, the cough, the hay, the mean is 40. Samek 60, Kaf 20, the Hay 5, according to Gematria. In the statement, they had made them a Ma'aseka Egel Ma'aseka, a molten Egel, a molten calf. Nevertheless, on the very day of their making the molten calves, manna came down for our fathers, our patriarchs. This proves the truth of the verse, even in Daniel and Daniel 9 and 7. O Lord, charity belongeth to thee, to the eye. For despite their provocations, according to Nehemiah 9 and 20, thou, the eye, withheldest not thy manna from their mouths. When Rav Yehuda Halevi, Judah the Levite ben Rav Shalom, came to Babylonia, he said that according to Rav Berechiah's teaching, there was still more to be told. He said, there is still more to be told because as the manna came down for them, they kept setting it as a sweet savor before the molten calves. And yet the manna did not cease. Yet the manna still did not cease coming. Hear, an exceeding difficult passage, according to the Midrash notes. For the elucidation of that, I'm indebted, here says, to Dr. Saul Lieberman. Amar lo, the Hebrew, amar lo. is taken to mean he said, Amar Lahu Ad Kan, literally to such extent. This is rendered freely as, there is still more to be told. Taking the words, Amar Lahu, he said, and Ad Kan, literally to such extent, to be rendered, there is still more to be told. As Yechezkel, Ezekiel said in Ezekiel chapter 16, verse 19, my bread also that I gave thee, fine flour and oil and honey wherewith I fed thee, thou didst even set it before them for a sweet savor. And thus, and like this it was, saith the Lord God. What is meant by, and thus it was, and like this it was, and thus it was. Wilachmi asher natati alak, soleta wa shemen ua debasha, he ekalatik. Ua netati hua lifnehem le reyacha niyahoach. Waihi nuum Adonai Yahweh. So what is meant by waihi, and thus it was waihi, that though they set it before the molten calves, the manna still came down. You must admit, therefore, that Daniel was right to stand up and declare in Daniel 9 and 9, to the Lord our God belong mercies and forgivenesses, for we have rebelled against him. La Donai Eloheinu Harachmin Wehasalichot Ki Maradnu Bo. The Lord Adonai, to Adonai, I and I Elohim, mercies and forgivenesses, though we have rebelled against him. La Adonai Eloheinu, harachamim, wehas lichot, ki maradnu bau. Finally, Rav Shmuel bar Nachmani asked Rav Yonatan. Finally, the paragraph returns to Rav Yonatan's answer to Rav Shmuel bar Nachmani. Finally, Rav Shmuel bar Nachmani asked Rav Yonatan, what did Shimei mean when he said to David HaMelech, when he said to King David in 2 Samuel chapter 19 verses 20 to 21, let not my Lord remember that which thy servant did iniquitously the day that my Lord the king went out of Jerusalem, for thy servant doth know that I have sinned. Therefore, behold, I am come this day, the first of all the house of Joseph, to go down to meet the Lord my king. Rav Yonatan, Jonathan replied, how have you in Babylonia explained it? Rav Shmuel bar Nachmani said, this is how we, I and I, explain it. When Shimei fell down before David, before David, he said, as the righteous Joseph rewarded his brothers with kindness, even though they had dealt ill with him, so do thou, like Joseph, reward I with kindness, even though I dealt ill with thee. Rav Yonatan, Jonathan said to Rav Shmuel bar Nachmani, you explain these verses well, yet listen also to this fine comment on them. What is meant by the house of Joseph in the phrase, I am come this day, the first of all the house of Joseph? Ba'ati hayom rishona lekol beit Yosef. All Israel is meant by the name Yosef, by the name Joseph. For even Judah is so called, as is said even in Amos in Amos 5:15, where it reads, "It may be that the Lord, the God of hosts, will be gracious to the remnant of Joseph, to the remnant of Joseph." And so Shimei was saying to David, "All Israel has dealt ill with thee, with the eye, and I more so than anyone else. Now all Israel sits waiting for whatever mercy thou mayest show me, the eye mayest show I. And if thou dost accept my contrition, call Israel, all of Israel will come forward and make peace with thee, and make peace with the eye." This is the comment on, "I am come this day, the first of all the house of Joseph, to go down to meet the Lord my King. Ba'eti hayoma rishona lekol beit Yosef la redeta likrata Adoni Hamelech." When David heard Shimei, he began to recite a psalm of David. Mizmor le Dawi.
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
David bebarcho, mipnei avshalom beno, Adonai marabu, sarai rabim, kamim alai rabim, omrim lenafshi en yeshu, ata lo be'elohim sela, ve'ata Adonai megen be'adi, bodi ve'merim roshi, koli el Adonai ekra, ve'aneni me'ar kocho sela, ani shachavti ve'ishana, הכיסותי כי אדוני יצמיחני לא יירא מרבבות עם אשר סביב שתו עליי שתו עליי ומה אדוני הושיעני אלוהי כי הכית את כל אויבי לכי שיני רשעים שיברת לאדוני הישוע על עמך ברכתך סלע ברכתך סלע למנצח בנגינות מזמור לדוד וקוראים ענני אלוהי תפקי בצער יחפת לי חנני ושמעת תפילתי בני איש עד מה כבודי לך לימד אבון ריק תבקשו כזב סלע ודו כי יפלא אדוני חסיד לו אדוני שמע וקורי אליו תגזו ואל תשאו אם הוא בלבבכם על משכבכם ודומו סלע דיפו דיפי צדק ודיפו אל אדוני רבים אומרים ירנו טוב נעשה עלינו אור פניך אדוני נתת שמחה בליבי מאת גנם ותירו שם רבו בשלום יחדיו ושבה ואיש